Podcast 5 Claude Opus 4.6 Mistakes Killing Your Thumbnail. Sitar, hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into some mistakes that could be seriously affecting your click-through rates, or CTR, when using Claude Opus 4.6. Absolutely, I'm really excited about this topic. I mean, who doesn't want to boost their views? I heard MrBeast managed to increase his CTR by a whopping 41%. That's insane, right? He went from 4.1% to nearly 6%. That's an additional 12 million views a month. But many creators are running into some common pitfalls with Claude Opus 4.6, and that's what we're here to address today. So what's the first big mistake folks are making? Well, the first thing we need to talk about is handling the context window properly. This is key. In 2026, they rolled out a new 1 million token context window, which allows creators to feed in a lot of information. But a lot of beginners just dump their entire video transcript into it without any formatting. Wait, so what happens when they do that? Good question. About 40% of those casual users end up generating blurry, text-heavy thumbnails that fail the mobile view test. This mistake can lead to a staggering 34% drop in CTR almost overnight. Oh wow, that's a huge hit. So they're essentially feeding the AI junk data? Exactly. Claude, Opus 4.6 is powerful, but it needs clear, organized directions. Think of it as a high-performance car. If you put low-quality fuel in, it's just not going to run well. That makes a lot of sense. What about the creative side of things? Are there mistakes there too? Definitely. Let's talk about the adaptive thinking mode. Many intermediate creators get comfortable with basic prompts and ignore this feature. About 35% of my audience falls into this category. So what's the downside of that, Alex? Well, they end up producing boring, static designs without any A/B variance. That lack of creativity can lead to a 28% CTR loss because they're not optimizing faces and emotions in their thumbnails. And I've seen them complain about the AI ignoring their high contrast specifications too. So they're not letting the AI be creative, which is crucial for grabbing attention. Got it. What's another common mistake? Alex, next up, we need to discuss routing errors, especially for the pros out there. If you're running an agency or managing a large channel, using Claude, Opus 4.6 for simple tasks like resizing or background removal can be a huge waste of money. Oh, I see. So you're saying it can get really expensive, right? Exactly. The cost structure is $5 per million input tokens and $25 for output tokens. That can add up quickly. Imagine spending about $127 for just 5,000 thumbnails a month. That's a lot. Yikes, that's some serious cash. So how can they avoid these hidden costs? It really comes down to using the right tools for the right tasks. You can't just treat it like a do-it-yourself job if you're processing thousands of images every week. Having a structured system is crucial. Great point. Now, what about the text-heavy thumbnails? I hear that's another big issue. Yes, Claude Opus 4.6 loves generating text, which is a problem. I often see thumbnails with 50-word titles, which leads CTR to tank to 1%. Thumbnails need to be eye-catching, but also a bit of a mystery. So limiting text is key, huh? What's the ideal amount? You should aim to keep the text to just 20% of the thumbnail area. Following this rule can help improve CTR for about 67% of beginners who struggle with this mistake. Wow, I had no idea that was such a big factor. And to wrap up, let's get into some quick tips for prompt engineering. A lot of creators using LLMs reported faster thumbnail iteration, but 62% didn't see any CTR lift due to basic prompt errors. They were just doing the wrong things quicker. That sounds like a recipe for disaster. What should they do instead? First, stop using vague words like good thumbnail or viral image. You need to specify details, like ensuring that human faces occupy about 80% of the thumbnail space and limiting text to under 6 words. Got it. So being specific is really important. Absolutely. Plus, integrating real-time analytics into your prompts can lead to a significant CTR uplift too. The AI responds well to hard numbers and strict constraints. This has been so informative. It sounds like precision is really key to using. Claude, Opus 4.6 effectively. Exactly. You can't treat it like a magic button by feeding it structured data using adaptive thinking and being smart with your routing and text. You'll see those CTR numbers climb. Well, those are some solid takeaways, for sure. Thanks for joining us today. Remember, putting these strategies into practice can make a huge difference in your thumbnails. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.